It may look like a formal classroom, but it's not. It's one of about 300 informal learning centers in northern Nigeria, where students driven from their schools by Boko Haram militants can still get an education. Washington-based NGO Creative Associates International runs the learning centers with funding from the U.S. government's Agency for International Development, or USAID. The program relies on support from Nigerian community leaders who provide safe spaces for the traumatized children, says the group's director of education in conflict zones, Eileen St. George.
We can come in with great ideas and help mobilize a community to realize their own need and how it needs to be responded to, and provide them some of the technical capacity to build the knowledge and the skill sets to implement the program. And so we say support because we are there, but working side by side with the communities, with the local governments, with the state, to make this happen. And they're bringing in these kids.
The U.S. NGO says more than 1 million Nigerian children have been displaced by Boko Haram's six-year insurgency. The group's year-old education program is designed to provide those children not just with learning opportunities, but also psychosocial support and in-class meals. St. George told #VOA that her group has so far enrolled 20,000 displaced children.
I would say we're touching just a drop in the bucket. And there's so many more children and youth out there. And when you help stabilize the children and the youth, you're stabilizing an entire family and the community around them.
In another program, thousands of widows who have lost husbands in the insurgency have registered with the International Committee of the Red Cross. The Red Cross is working with the Widows Association of Northeastern Nigeria's Bornu State to help the bereaved women to start small businesses with $200 grants. Amina Lawan used the money to buy 3 sewing machines and open her own tailoring shop. Her husband was killed 3 years ago.
When I become a widow, sometimes we eat 3 times, it's difficult for me. We eat sometimes, we hardly eat 2 times a day because no money. Before I did this, you did this to children, you do to yourself, their school fees, everything is so hard.
Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari, who took office in May, has ordered his military chiefs to quash the Boko Haram uprising by the end of this year. Human rights organizations often have accused the Nigerian army of violating human rights in the fight against Boko Haram. The army denies that accusation. Michael Lippin, VOA News, Washington.